Good morning, everyone. Today is the 12th of September, Monday morning. And I've often stated over the years that there's probably two different verses in the Bible. Well, actually, I should say a chapter and one verse that have had the most impact on me and my understanding of the nature and attributes of God. The first one, of course, is John 6:37. All that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. The other one, and I mentioned this before, is probably the most hated chapter in the Bible and the most contested, the most refuted, and the most argued with. And I know how it shook me to the core the first time I read it, because I had never been taught it. I think I was 37 years old before I first read this chapter. Can you imagine being raised in a so-called Christian school from grade school to high school and a chapter of the Bible never being read to me or discussed? It's quite remarkable. Now, the crux of it really starts in the 11th verse of this chapter. I'm going to read this, and then Mark's going to read back through the whole chapter. But for the children, being not yet born, not having done any good or evil, this is talking about the twins that are in Rebecca's womb, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election. What is election? What is election? Is that someplace you go to vote? According to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. I was taught my whole life it was works. It was said unto her, it was said unto Rebecca. Who said it unto her? God said it unto her. The elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Now, people that take that scripture out of context, that there God is no respecter of persons, is talking there about he's not any respecter of males over females. He's not respecter over blacks versus whites, of reds versus yellows, of one nation over another. Okay? Like, for an example, the Jews. That's what it's talking about. It's not talking about individual choice of God. He is a respecter of persons over individuals, because it says here that he loved Jacob and hated Esau before they were even born. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteous with God? God forbid, for he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth. It has nothing to do with free will, like everybody teaches. It has nothing to do with free will. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, that my name might be declared throughout thee all the earth. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, Jacob, and whom he will he hardeneth, Esau. Thou wilt say then to him, why doth he yet find fault, for who hath resisted his will? By the way, this is a good proof scripture for irresistible grace, too, isn't it? Who hath resisted his will? Hath not the potter. Who's the potter? It's not us. Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor, to make one vessel unto honor, and to make another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessel of mercy, who hath afore prepared unto glory? Well, this is quite a chapter, and many people, I've heard people that even are, I heard Dr. Adrian Rogers literally blaspheme this, you know, that's not the God I serve, you know, make God a tyrant, he said. Is God doing what he chooses to do with his own creation? God would make God a tyrant? Adrian Rogers, you sound like the heathen raging. Well, I'm going to turn this over to Mark so he can read this chapter. I pretty much made my comments about it. And I've probably done as many messages on this as I have any other chapter in the Bible, because it holds such significance about God's electing, predestinating power.
I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish to myself for a curse from Christ for my brother, my kinsman, according to the flesh, true Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises. Whose are the fathers, of whom is concerning the flesh Christ came, who's over all, God bless forever. Amen. Not as though the word of God had taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are Israel. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham, the old children, but Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but children of promise, who counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise, that this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by her father Isaac. The children be not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works with him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that sheweth mercy. The scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose I raise thee up, that I might show my power in thee, that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault, for who hath resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the things formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel in honor another under dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and make his power known, endure with much long suffering the vessel of wrath fitted to destruction, that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy which he had afore prepared in the glory, even us whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also the Gentiles. As he saith also in Osee, I will call them my people which were not my people, and her beloved which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass in the day where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Isaiah also cried concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved, for he shall finish a work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us to see, we had been in Sodom and been like unto Gomorrah. What shall we say then, that the Gentiles which follow not after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith, but Israel which followed after the law of righteousness hath not attained the law of righteousness? Wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, as it were, by the works of the law, to stumble at the stumbling stone, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, like I said, I think this is probably the most hated chapter in the whole Bible, because it reinforces a lot of the other scriptures in the Bible. It reinforces John 6, John 10, John 17, Ephesians chapter 1 and 2, 1 Peter chapter 1, 2 Peter chapter 1, Isaiah 45, and many, many other chapters. You know, the origin of faith is from God. Hebrews 12:2. He's the author and finisher of our faith. John the Baptist leaped while he was yet in his mother's womb. Faith comes from God, not from man's free will. That's what really prompted me to write the book, The Lies of Free Will, because this very chapter disputes the fact that man has a free will when it says that it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. Verse 16. Well, I hope that you all will have a good day, and I hope that you will come to learn to love and embrace this most hated chapter in the Bible. God bless.